This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for joining us. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com, and we will send you a recap of the show every day, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Also, you're able to order the Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, the NFL's Greatest Players Plays, Scandal Screw-Ups, plus stuff we totally made up, co-written by myself and Joel Cohen, who writes for The Simpsons. You might have this writer's strike coming to an end today. At least that's the word I'm getting.
Really?
It could happen as early as today that maybe the writer's strike will be over.
It can't happen earlier than that.
No, it cannot. But I always like when somebody says, it could happen as early as today. Yes, Paulie?
Some of those people and organizations that line crossed are going to have a rough couple weeks after that. It ends today.
Yep, so they're nearing an agreement, from what I'm told, sources close to me. The Writers Guild of America's strike, and I guess they got together yesterday, last night, and trying to make all of this happen. More than 11,000 went on strike beginning May 2nd. And I was talking to a TV exec last night, and he said, you're really going to feel this a little while from here. I'm talking about the viewers, because of the content. What's going to be available, fall programming, in the spring, the turnaround time is, it takes a lot of time to be able to write something, then get it produced, find everybody, do an entire season. If it's for streaming or for movies, like Stranger Things, the final season, that's been on hold. A variety of things have been on hold that they were planning, for the fall. Yeah, Pauline.
This might be a dumb question. Is the WWE Writers Guild, is professional wrestling under the Writers Guild umbrella, because it is scripted, and they do have writers who write storylines. They writers who write for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Checking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Strikes me as a non-union type of place.
Probably.
Doesn't seem like a union shop to me.
Yeah, we don't have any rules. We're the WWE. And who says it's scripted? I would still love to be in one of those meetings when they're scripting everything. And then what happens with Roman Reigns? Okay, this is what happens. And then you do this. Do you have, diagrams or pictures or drawings where you go, and then in this sequence, and then this sequence, and then this sequence? Did you see the video that went viral of one of the wrestlers was cutting his forehead with a razor? So he was underneath a table, and somebody had their camera, and they were watching him stab himself in the forehead. And then he comes out from underneath the bench, and he's got all this blood on. I think it's, a big-time wrestler, but came out and had all this blood. And I remember being around Hulk Hogan This is years ago in the 80s. And you could see the scars on his forehead because these guys would do this every stop that they would go in. You know, you wanted to give the appearance that this was real. I mean, it's real blood. Now, guys would bite on these blood pills so you'd have blood coming out of their mouth. But when they would do the forehead, it'd be like they're taking a razor blade. And sometimes they would have it in their tape that would be on their wrist. And then they would be able to pull it out, and then they would be able to stab themselves in the forehead. All for the sake of all those wrestling fans. Yes, Mark.
Including me. I was like, yeah, he's bleeding. All right.
It's real. I told you it's real.
Say, Marv, you got all A's? Yeah. To do well in school? No. So I can go to Monday Night Raw. My mom said.
Thank you, Diesel, man.
It's real to me.
It's real to me, damn it.
Love that little guy's scrunchy face.
Can you find that, Marvin? And that was Terry Funk, who just passed away.
Mr. Funk.
Yeah, at that press conference there. All righty. Final hour. 877-3DP-SHOW. Do you have it there?
Yeah. WWE CEO Nick Khan said the other day that the Writers Guild does not affect, the strike does not affect the WWE. Our writers are not members of the guild, so there's no effect on us whatsoever.
All right.
So he is supportive of them.
All right. Here you go.
Next question. Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you, all guys. Y'all were awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I like when he says, take it easy, man.
Take it easy, man.
Okay, dude, this is not real. Take it easy.
I just want to thank you, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.
The respect that he deserves.
Yeah.
I love that little guy, man. I just want to give him a hug. I really do.
Still real to me, damn it.
Like Santa Claus.
Not call him Terry Funk on my watch.
No. It's Mr. Funk to you.
Nope. Take it easy, man.
Guy was going to pass out.
Oh, that's like sitting in like a high school gymnasium.
Yeah.
Not real. Don't take it so seriously, dude.
I remember growing up with wrestling fans, and they would, they're ready to fight you if you said it was scripted. And so I stopped saying it because I never watched wrestling growing up. Like, I was always curious about Bobo Brazil, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, just to be able to go out and, you know, at the Superdome and have, you know, 90,000 people there. I mean, there's something to be said for, you know, the performance. You know, it's performance art, and they're athletes. But to go out there, and the fact that it's, you know, that they've scripted everything, or at least, you know, when you're in a movie, they script the fight scene. Like, okay, you're going to do this, then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. You're not going to hit me. We're going to make it look like I'm hitting you. And then you put that into wrestling. You put guys out there in their tights, and, you know, you're good to go. Good to go. Yes, Todd?
I got caught up, and I went to Madison Square Garden. I think the Honky Tonk Man beat Andre the Giant or whatever, and Macho Man was there, and I got the last purple Macho Man shirt in the souvenir shop, and I was all excited. So there was a time there I was like, this is fun stuff.
There is no reason why anybody should have beaten Andre the Giant. No. I mean, just not. And then when Hulk picked him up, one of the greatest moments in the history of sports, right?
WrestleMania. I think that was in Detroit.
Yeah, probably so.
It's a big deal.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
So the It's Still Real to Me, Damn It guy is named Dave Willis, a.k.a. the original crying wrestling fan. He's done interviews about this. This was a long time ago. This is at least 10 years ago. And he has a webpage.
Of course he does.
A Twitter following of 5,000 people.
All right.
He's from Georgia.
He's doing better than I am.
Dave Willis.
Yeah.
Listen to my podcast.
Dakota in Indiana. Good morning, Dakota.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great. Wonderful.
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate all of you guys. But I was also wondering, are you going to get an interview with the greatest booker of all time, Scott Sharapoa?
Shapiro.
Just wondering before you retire. Yeah, Shapiro. Before you retire.
He used to book for Mike and Mike, Scott Shapiro.
And did it well.
Yeah, did it really well.
I mean the greatest from
absolutely.
Sports Illustrated.
Thank you. Thank you, Dakota.
I think it's Scott Sharapoa, though.
Yeah.
It's related to Maria Sharapoa.
Yeah, it's Scott Shapiro. That's a shot. That's a shot
get
at you.
Get your digs in, Todd.
Yeah, that's a shot at you.
You gotta interview Scott Shapiro as soon as possible.
Scott Shapiro booked for Mike and Mike on the Mothership. He was so good, they put him up into management. Like, he had done everything he could possibly do.
That's right.
He'd gotten every guest.
Yeah. He never, ever failed. Wanted somebody. If Mike Greenberg said, you got to get that guy for me? He got that guy for him.
He said, get up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a page out of Justin Fields. You guys are trying to create some kind of conflict that doesn't exist.
No, not me. Antonio.
Randomly calls in with the Scott Shapiro references. For absolutely no reason whatsoever.
It would have been better if he pronounced Shapiro's name correctly.
That was unfortunate.
Yes, it was.
Let's say Suck It Fritzy or something.
Antonio in Long Beach. Turn down your radio, Antonio. He had his radio up. Yeah, make sure you turn down your radio. Tyler, tell them to turn down their radio every time they call in. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. We say good morning. You're watching on Peacock and our radio affiliates around the country. Chris Long, Howie Long's son, former NFL defensive lineman. He'll join us coming up a little bit. He's got a podcast. Who doesn't? We want to make way for Dylan, the graphics guy. We are recording after the show. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, Bad Larry, Shea and Irving, and Dylan, the graphics guy. Dylan, the graphics guy, surprised everybody. He had a four-team parlay that hit last week. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the code Patrick to sign up. Week 3 starting tonight. New customers bet just $5. Take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick. The crown is yours. All right. We make way for Dylan. Yeah.
Hey, fellas. Thank you.
The oldest looking and sounding 27-year-old you will find in America. All right. What do we have this week?
Well, I already took a victory lap, Dan, but I would like to remind everyone, last week we won the All Birds parlay.
That's true.
So naturally.
Now, All Birds, you had the Ravens, you had the Cardinals, you had the Seahawks.
Falcons.
And the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Falcons. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like any gambler, after a win like that, I immediately think I'm invincible now. So I'm going to swing a little harder this time. Three-leg parlay, Dan. Broncos money line against the Dolphins, plus 235.
Wow.
Yeah, they're 6.5-point dogs.
That's in Miami.
It's in Miami.
Wow.
The Broncos have lost two heartbreakers. The Dolphins played the Patriots, who are objectively not great this year. Pretty close. I think they're due for an L. 0-2 versus 2-0, Dan.
Okay.
Story as old as time. I got the Bears plus 12.5 against the Chiefs. Oh. I don't trust the Chiefs ever to cover the spread.
Okay.
And the Lions minus 3 against the Falcons. I'm calling it the BBL parlay. Bears, Broncos, and Lions.
Oh.
BBL.
All right.
I like naming each one.
Yeah.
There's a theme. And they're also all animals, too, but that was a coincidence this time.
Okay.
All four-legged animals.
Okay, but it's a three-leg parlay.
Three-leg parlay pays out about plus 1091, so around 10-1 odds.
Anything else?
No, actually, well, free pick tonight for everyone. Brandon Ayuk, anytime touchdown scorer. I know that was brought up earlier, but it jogged my memory. He always scores in prime time.
He's got the third best odds, according to DraftKings.
Yeah, it's like plus 160.
Okay.
But yes, you can bet the BBL parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook.
All right. More from Dylan, the graphics guy, coming up right after the show. Shea and Irving and Bad Larry. Thank you, Dylan.
No problemo.
All right.
I feel like that's exactly how I would bet, is do things like, I'm going to do all four-legged animals this time.
DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app now, use the promo code Patrick, and sign up new customers, bet just $5, take home $200 instantly in bonus bets, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. With the promo code Patrick, the crown is yours. Yes, Paul?
He's right about the Chiefs. Historically, in the past couple of years, the Chiefs don't cover.
Mm.
I think they didn't cover 12 times last year in 17 games. They have a lot of close games, especially halftime. They never cover the halftime spread.
Mm.
Not never, but you know.
Fritzy had some poll questions. I don't know what we're going to go with in the final hour, but do you want to read some of these that you had, Fritzy, to start the show?
Sure.
Okay.
For Justin Fields and the Bears, it's the beginning of the end, It's a bump in the road. They'll get on the same page.
Well, I'll root that it's a bump in the road. They'll get on the same page. It's only 2 weeks in. Maybe they'll figure it out. Maybe both sides will modify with the game plan.
Feels to me like maybe.
Feels to me.
It's just in the. Okay,
give me the schedule.
You yell when they get a win, the Bears.
Okay.
At Kansas City, host Denver.
Wow, that's a shot.
At your Commanders, host Minnesota. Slow start for Minnesota. Host Vegas and Jimmy G. Wow. At the Chargers, at the Saints, then Carolina November 9th at home.
Sure.
Man.
Yeah, that could sure. be. That no. might be.
Dang. They get Arizona later in the season.
That's a loss.
Is it?
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh, you imagine for the number one pick?
Yeah, that's a loss.
Yeah.
It's only a month and a half away to get that W against Carolina November 9th. Why not?
Thank you, Tom.
They'll get there.
If you set the over-under right now at 3.5 for the Bears.
I'd go over. I'll go over 3.5 wins. See, you end up winning games where you go, how did that happen? Now, sometimes you go, the really good teams will lose a game and you go, how did that happen? The Bears might be a team where you go, how did that happen, where they won a game? Yes, Marvin.
They beat the Niners week one last year.
Yeah, that was in a quagmire.
A win is a win.
It is.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, it's true. John in Atlanta. Good morning, John. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I got a question for you guys. It really bothers me, too. You guys brought up Notre Dame, like, last week about how they shouldn't, like, join a conference. Where in sports does a team get a free bye for no reason just to watch, like, good teams play each other and lose and they get to jump them? Like, how is that still happening in sports?
Well, he's talking about Notre Dame. Well, Notre Dame is still a draw. And as long as you can have people who are looking at this, maybe not objectively, but getting Notre Dame in there brings eyeballs. And sometimes that's what it comes down to. You know, it's a beauty pageant. But Notre Dame, you look at their – they have a pretty good schedule. You got Ohio State and USC. Clemson. I mean, this isn't one of those where it's, kind of a – playing in the ACC, yes, Paulie.
Notre Dame has some good and bad with their schedule. They have some teams they play every year, like Navy, which is usually a solid game. They usually play Stanford. Lately, they played Clemson.
Yeah.
They don't play Michigan anymore, which stinks. That used to be a prime game, Notre Dame, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stinks.
Yeah.
But then they sub in Ohio State.
Yes.
They have a lot of flex with their schedule. A lot. It's whatever they want to do. It's all tradition.
Yeah, they got a lot of rivalries, and they're trying to keep those rivalries. But they've added to that.
They don't have a conference final to lose. They don't have the danger of losing in the conference
final. But then they don't have a conference final to win.
Right.
Because then you're playing against a quality opponent.
They finish the season Clemson, Wake Forest, Stanford.
Mm. Okay. One tough game there.
Yeah. And Stanford. Oof.
I know.
Oof.
Gosh. The artist formerly known as the Cardinal. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls, some more football to talk about. 18 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. I know we make it look easy, this show. It's not scripted. We just have an innate ability to be able to create magic here. And maybe you do as well. The Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University. It's year 5. The program has come to life, and we have students out there getting jobs. I had 4 kids, went to school. Nobody guaranteed them a job when they graduated. But when I first started this, I thought, you know what? If your parents are spending this kind of money, then we should help you, And my staff, they have been doing that. We have people working all over, big markets, small markets. My longtime producer from ESPN, Gus Ramsey, is there. Day-to-day job. We're calling news directors. We want you to get a job in front of the camera, behind the camera. You get a bachelor's degree in sportscasting in as short as 20 months. You can earn that degree online or Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about how to do this for a living. Dan Patrick, School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It'll be the Steelers and the Raiders Sunday Night Football. Festivities start on NBC and Peacock at 7 Eastern. More phone calls coming up. Update the poll results. He's our good buddy, Chris Long, inside the NFL analyst. He'll be joining us coming up in a little bit with the host, Ryan Clark, and Channing Crowder, Jay Cutler, Chad Ochocinco, and Chris Long. So he'll be joining us here coming up as well. Did we get a further update on the hit by Minka with Chubb?
I haven't seen anything about any fines or anything like that from the league, and no more details from the Browns.
Because I wondered, now you're getting people, you know, it's hard to look at the hit because ESPN didn't replay it. You're seeing some on social media, but I don't know if the NFL has looked at this, and the question is, you know, was it a legitimate hit? Minka Fitzpatrick said that, I would say, one, they've never tackled Nick Chubb before, and they're telling me to go high. Two, what I seen was it opened up its goal line. I didn't see anybody on him. I made the decision as soon as I seen the hole open up and him in the hole to go low. You can tell me how to tackle him low, but it's a fast game. It's a game where you make decisions in milliseconds. Can't really control what happened after you choose to make your decision. I already chose to go low. Somebody got on his back when I was going low, and what happened happened. There's nothing I would do differently. Again, I said earlier, it's unfortunate. Nick Chubb's a great player. He makes the game a lot better when he's playing. Just hope for a speedy recovery. There's been this push for if a player is already engaged, that you can't go low when somebody has him up top. It just happens so quickly. I know that we want to look at these isolated incidents and say, oh, okay, then he shouldn't have gone low. He should have seen that somebody had him up top. It happens so quickly. And you're in the middle of all of this. I just can't imagine what it's like to be a defensive player anymore. That no matter what you do, it feels like you're not doing it the right way. You're not doing enough. Like, it's up to you to safeguard all the offensive players. These guys are trying to make a living. They're trying to take you down. And Minka Fitzpatrick, who got hurt, they took him to the hospital on that tackle. Can he see that Nick Chubb is engaged up top and therefore he shouldn't have gone low? If he wasn't engaged, then he could have gone low. Yeah, Paulie.
I've watched a few replays and a few pictures that cut short when Nick Chubb, where his knee collapses. Minka's going pretty low. He's being wrapped up. Chubb is being wrapped up by 55, and Minka is almost on the ground himself, and he goes shoulder to knee.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he had the intentions of breaking his knee, but he is very low.
Well, if you've tried to tackle Derrick Henry, are you going to go up top? No. Like, Jerome Bettis, you're going low, and that's the only way you get these guys down. And these guys outweigh these defensive backs by 50 pounds, some of these running backs. And they're running at you. It's tough to be a defensive player in the NFL. By the way, Deion Sanders did an interview with Taylor Rooks. I'll have some of those comments coming up. Because Deion's on fire. He is live at the improv, man. He cannot do any wrong. Our good buddy, Chris Long, inside the NFL analyst and former NFL defensive end, won a Super Bowl. You won a couple of Super Bowls, didn't you? Did you win Patriots and Eagles?
Got a little lucky at the end there, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are the rings?
It's good to see you. The rings are in a safe. You know, the rings are like, they're only for team events, you know, like NFL honors, that sort of thing. I'm the type that would lose my Super Bowl ring, so they stay in the safe.
This is what I proposed years ago, that we should have a ring and then inside the ring. Like, you can wear it almost like a class ring from high school.
Yeah.
So it's medium size. It's not gaudy, but it still represents something you did with your team. Then you can bring out the show ring if you want to, but this gives you the, hey, there's my high school graduation ring.
I kind of like that. I'd like to have four rings. You know, feel like Robert Horry or one of these guys that stacked a bunch of them up. But yeah, I got lucky there at the end, Dan. It was a good little run.
Good to talk to you again. What's it like being on a bad team?
Wow. The hard hitting questions right off the bat. It's so funny, Dan. I was watching, it's not funny, not for the people of Chicago, but I was watching the Bears and, you know, that game against Tampa. I feel like I've been in that game 100 times in 8 years in St. Louis. I mean, 1-15, 2-14, you know, the height of our run there was 7-9. And that Chicago team feels a lot like teams that I was on, you know, when you gather a little bit of hope, you go through camp, and camp is tough because you got these old vets. And especially when I got in the league, it was the old CBA. So you had a bunch of old guys who had seen it all. You know, they were a little bit hardened and they were going to be honest with you about how the team looked. Today, I think in camp, it's all feel good. Everybody's got hope. It's a bunch of young players. You don't know in camp if you've only been in for like 4 years if your team sucks. And back in the day, I think we had a pretty good pulse on that. So it was like a mind game, you know, as the years went on, of how can I trick myself into believing that we have a shot to do this? And the hardest part is, it's not like the NBA. It's not like the MLB when you're gonna suck. You get on the team plane, you go to dinner, you have fun on the road. I'm not saying these guys are having fun when they're winning 20 games in the NBA, but it's a lot easier than an NFL player who's going to put his body on the line every Sunday and knowing that, like, if you turn on your TV and you're an Arizona Cardinal, you're drafting Caleb Williams, according to guys like myself and everybody else. And sometimes I think we make it a little bit too simple when it comes to, like, punting on a season. So it can be really hard. Every Sunday, it's like taking the field and knowing we're probably going to lose, but you got to go out there and kind of, I don't know, you hope to be the guy that jumps off the tape. If anybody's watching, you know, because nobody's watching on TV, but somebody's going to be watching next week in the All-22. If anybody's watching, if anybody cares, I'm going to be the guy that jumps off the tape.
What did you see in the Minka Fitzpatrick hit on Nick Chubb?
So at first, Dan, you know, because it's all slow motion and I heard your take that, you know, they should have showed it. That stuff doesn't bother me because, you know, like, listen, it's happened to my friends. I've seen it in person. It's hard to make me squeamish, but they do show the slow motion. They don't go full speed. The angle was kind of from the right sideline, so you don't see Minka's approach at full speed. And initially, even as a defensive player who albeit saw the game from the front and never had to make those plays, okay, I was like, hey, man, people are saying Minka has a track record. He's just doing it. He's going for it. He's just going low, and he's got to know that linebacker's there. But as I slept on it and I woke up to do Inside the NFL and Ryan Clark was there and I was reading through his Twitter and he's going back and forth with Nate Burleson, I'm kind of like, do I disagree with the host here? You know, me and Ryan didn't talk about it, but I just got on all 22 and took a closer look. And I do not think it was dirty. And the thing that, because for you to prove that something's dirty, it has to be with malicious intent to injure. You can say that it's an imperfect situation for running backs in the NFL. We talk about this all the time. I mean, it's a tough job, and this is why. You can say that it's tough for defenders. You know, they've legislated where you can hit a guy, the whole thing. But I think the most compelling argument for me is I'm texting guys and calling guys that I play with on the back end who are the furthest thing from dirty players, people that I respect greatly. And they're like, listen, man, not dirty at all. It's the 4-yard line. We got to get this guy down. He's not seeing that backer who almost simultaneously jumps on Chubb's back. I saw comparisons to a defensive lineman being high load. Not true. I mean, a defensive lineman being high load in today's game is vindictive. That's the only way you high low somebody. I mean, it's so easy to hurt somebody doing that. Even back in my dad's day, he used to tell me about, hey, when the 290 pound guards were getting thrown around by He-Man out there and they were tired of Howie Long, they would high low him, and it was a dirtbag thing to do. Now, the difference is this: when a running back is churning his feet, statistically speaking, it's really hard to hit that guy at the right time and injure him, even if you were trying, because his feet are up and down. If you're anchoring in a 4 technique, both your feet are planted, you're stationary, and there's no expectation of that happening. Guys do this all the time. I watched the tape. 23 Kazee for the Steelers made a play at the beginning of the fourth quarter, early in the game. It happened a couple times in that game alone. So I'm just not comfortable calling a guy dirty. You know, that's a heavy accusation. I've seen dirty plays. You want to talk about dirty? Go back to the college football landscape last week. It's not worth death threats. I think that thing was ridiculous. I think I heard y'all talking about Deion. I think he's just been brilliant at the podium, the voice of reason, the adult in the room. But this was not a dirty play on Monday night, in my opinion. And it took me a second, I'll admit. And today, I think the landscape is when you get online, you get on X, you get on the X machine, you're so afraid to step out and say, hey, guys, I don't see it that way, because, you know, the compounding effect of everybody's opinion is the people who know will be afraid to be called that same thing, and it's not worth them to speak up. And I learned that in reaching out to a few DBs and a wide receiver who said the same thing.
Talking to Chris Long, Inside the NFL. The host is Ryan Clark. Channing Crowder's there. Jay Cutler. Ocho Cinco. Every Tuesday at 8 Eastern on the CW. And stream the episode the next day on CWTV.com and the CW app. Is there anybody that you still harbor a grudge against that you played against?
Not really. I was talking about this the other day. You know, there was a guy named Anthony Davis in San Francisco, and we outwardly didn't like each other. You know, he was younger. I got the best of him a few times, and I'm sure somewhere he's sitting there with his feet kicked up like, you bringing this up again? I'm good. You know, like, you know, it was really hard for me. Breno Giacomini, a guy who played in that Tom Cable offense in Seattle, and it was so physical, and he'd hit you late, and he'd dump you, and that group would do borderline dirty stuff. But for the most part, when I got off the field and I was done with it. It takes a lot to harbor a grudge like that. My grudge is more against teams that we just couldn't seem to beat, you know, and I try not to let it affect my analysis. And I think I've done a pretty good job of it, because I picked the San Francisco 49ers to be in the Super Bowl. I've been complimentary of the Seahawks. The thing that I've had the hardest time with, Dan, and maybe you could help me out, is fan bases are extremely sensitive about their teams and they think it's personal. And, you know, like I'll be breaking down the Falcons and I'll be like, hey, they're a good team. Desmond Ridder has to catch up. And I got 100 Falcons fans in my mentions like, you know, you're a hater. You hate us. I don't hate you.
Why do you read them? Why do you read them?
Because we're a growing podcast. So at this point, you know, you're Dan Patrick. You know, like, you don't need to read your comments. You don't need feedback. Your show's been going for a long time.
Yeah, but don't let them change your opinion. And if
they don't. They don't. Desmond Ridder needs to catch up. I'm saying it again on the Dan Patrick Show. But I like to read because, you know, sometimes the comments are actually constructive. They're like, we like this. We need timestamps on the YouTube video. Maybe more of this. Why didn't you talk about the Cardinals today? Well,
why don't you have somebody who goes through? Have your
that's
mom
a good idea.
Or your wife go through. No, you don't want your wife.
No.
But have somebody who goes through it and then filters and just says, hey, here's the thing. This is what the Danettes do.
Congratulations, Matt, in the back of the room, one of our producers here. I don't have a cool name
promoted
for him like the Danettes.
Yeah.
Matt, you get to go through all the YouTube mentions and aggregate the opinions.
Yeah, there you go. Matt,
congratulations.
Matt just got promoted.
Dan Patrick.
What's your story that you're going to tell your kids about Tom Brady?
A few. I think, you know, first and foremost, I got a lot of respect for the guy. You know, like, I'm not just saying that. I don't have to
say
that.
Well, don't give us any cheesy stuff.
I've been critical of him when he's, you know, ninja kicked defensive backs after interceptions. Like, you know, I don't know if it's a New England quarterback thing with Mac Jones and him where they're a little bit. But I think Tom Brady was one of the nicest, most down-to-earth teammates I had. And I truly think he's a good person. He has a good heart. And when I got into New England, you have to, somebody's a leader on a team like that. It can be really good or it can be really disruptive because your good players, they set the tone. And if it's not a great guy, you know, that can kind of poison a locker room, even if you don't realize it. When I walked into the building, you know, I'd played 9 years on a lot of bad teams, had a good run, but I didn't expect that Tom Brady knew much about me. And, you know, of course, I walk in, he's passing me in the hallway. We're on the way out to walk through, and I say, hey, Tom, nice to meet you. I'm Chris. You know, appreciate you. And he goes, and he's actually there. I was coming up to introduce myself, Chris. I just wanted to welcome you here. You know, I've enjoyed watching you play. We're happy to have you. And I saw him repeat that interaction with four or five guys that were new kind of veteran additions in that locker room. I saw him treat the janitor the same way that he'd treat, you know, Bill. I saw him treat the guy in the parking lot the same way that he would treat Josh McDaniels. I really do believe you can judge somebody on how they treat the person in the building who you need the lease from. And I saw him on many occasions do that. And I also saw him turn into hell on wheels on the sideline, which you need to be sometimes. And I think some people see him slamming a tablet and they want to point the finger at him and say, you know, bad teammate or whatever. That's leadership sometimes. And you can say it's not the packaging you like, or he looks like a baby sometimes, but sometimes you got to be that guy. And I thought he possessed the ability to do both, be that pick you up guy, have fun, but also the guy could jump down your throat and strike the fear of God in the wide receivers.
But then you have Belichick. Doesn't say too much.
Nah.
Chris, that's good to see you. Right.
Yeah,
good game.
I love Bill. I love Bill, Dan. I can't help but love Bill.
How do you love Bill? What's there to love?
A lot. The guy's got hobbies that are like quirky. He likes like boats and lacrosse, and you know, like he likes his dog. It's just kind of like disarming that the dude who, you know, you thought for a long time was maybe Darth Vader has this kind of soft side. And if you get Bill to laugh, I mean, you just I used to go through the hall and just try to make Bill laugh, you know, not in a kissing up way, but I just wanted to see him smile, because you know when he just breaks character for a second, that upper lip moves just a little bit and you're like, hey, we did it today.
Yeah.
We used to love that. But I love Bill because he was honest, and so many coaches in the NFL will not shoot you straight. Even if they're going to fire you in 2 weeks, they'll be afraid to tell you that to your face in their office. I had two coaches like that. I remember when I was unhealthy at the end of my career in St. Louis, Greg Williams pulled me in his office and I was like, hey, I want to be out there on third down. And I'm thinking in my head like a competitor. And he's like, you're not good enough right now. You're not healthy enough. I love you, but that's a disservice to the other guys. And it took that. It took hearing the honesty, and the same thing with Bill, you know, being honest with me at different turns in the road. And another thing I love about Bill is this, Dan, it's a little bit off the beaten path for a fan, but when we travel as NFL players, whether you're a 10-year vet, a 14-year vet, a rookie, chances are these coaches are going to put you back in coach. ironically. And the coaches, the little 5'10 guys, well, I don't want to say 5'10, maybe the 5'7 guys, some of the quality control guys, their little feet are kicking, you know, above the ground. They don't need all that leg room. And they're up there watching all 22, having a soda. And we're in the back and we just played 60 plays and I'm cramped between Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. Okay. But when we were in New England, Bill put all the guys that he could up in the front. Bill sat and coached. So, you know, you think about, that's just a little anecdote about the guy. I loved his honesty. I loved the fact that he respected his players. And I've texted him since, and you'd think I was just there for a year, played a role, left in free agency. Maybe, you know, maybe he'd be happy about that, or maybe he'd hold a grudge. But he's actually, you know, we've talked from time to time. And one time I complimented him on that very travel deal. And I got a text out of the blue from Bill that was like, I appreciate you commending our travel, Chris. And it just made my day. I'm a big Bill fan. And yeah, you can say the personnel decisions haven't been great, but I really think there's a good football team in there. And I would almost go as far as saying that's the best 0-2 team in the league, if that's a distinction you want to own.
Good luck with Inside the NFL. My best to the family as always. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Great to see you.
That's Chris Long, Inside the NFL analyst, and you can watch every Tuesday at 8 Eastern on the CW. Stream the episode the next day on CWTV.com and the CW app. We've known him a long time, when he was at Virginia, when he first got out. I remember talking cars. Didn't he have like a Cadillac Eldorado?
Yeah, or some big Impala or something.
Yeah, I remember that. We've known him a long, long time.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for complimenting me. Coach sitting in coach. He's sucking up to Belichick and Brady.
I think you kind of got to, though.
Do you?
I think if you get to New England and Tom is right there and Bill's walking down the hallway, I could see the appeal of trying to get Bill Belichick to break character.
Oh, definitely.
Using the term break character was perfect.
Absolutely.
I totally get that. If you could get that dude to laugh, that's a good day.
But doesn't he strike you as he's going to laugh and it's going to be an awkward laugh? Like he would be like,
Or like laugh at the wrong time. Be like, no, that wasn't the funny part yet.
Going to crack muscles in his face somehow.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. Big day. Big day tomorrow. The chef is coming in from King's Hawaiian.
Let's go.
Yep. He's coming in and he's taking over the kitchen. And that's going to be a great thing, because when it comes to King's Hawaiian, Slider Sunday, we're probably having a Slider Friday. King's Hawaiian, you need a little recipe inspiration? They have that for you, kingshawaiian.com. How about the barbecue bacon chicken sliders? You'll find it step by step, kingshawaiian.com. So chicken with barbecue sauce, red peppers, you got shredded cheese, cheddar, ranch dressing, that's ranch dressing, and some onions. All prepared on King's Hawaiian's original sweet rolls. The OGs there. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday. Family, friends, fun football. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. And remember, thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off.
Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Oh, it's September. And it's September. Earth, Wind, and Fire at 96 Rock. Still got it.
Still got it.
I don't know if I ever had it, but I still got it. Yeah.
In the post.
I never realized that these top 40 jocks had a clock there that would count down and tell you how much time you had before it hit the post in the 80s.
That's like, cheating. That's like steroids to
DJs. I didn't know it. I thought, man, they're hitting the post right before the lyrics start.
It's one of like the best feelings in radio.
It is. When you hit the post.
Oh, you just crushed it. Yeah. Oh, yes. Put your cans down.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this one gives you enough time. You can tell a story a little bit. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Got them tickets coming up next hour.
Oh, yeah.
You want to stay tuned in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to go by just the feel of it sometimes. If you have a clock, I mean, that's easy. It'd be like 5, 4, and that'll be coming up next on WDJX. Boom. Good stuff. All right. Deion Sanders sat down and did an interview. Go figure. He was with Taylor Rooks, the Taylor Rooks podcast on Bleacher Report, and he was talking about his son, Shadur, and the NFL draft.
It's not about what I'm seeing from them. Mm-hmm. It's about a whole lot of other things. Teams, position, round projection, all of that plays a role. Mm-hmm. Because now with NIL and who they are, shoot, you make just as much money here as you can there, unless you, one of the first five picks. But Shadur don't want to be two to nobody. He don't get down like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people projecting him behind, Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams is phenomenal. But Shadur ain't no backseat rider. He ain't, he drives his Maybach. Mm-hmm. He don't have a drive advantage. He drives it.
All right. He also had this to say about his other son during the game against Colorado State.
his brother came to me in overtime, and he rarely ever calls me dad on the field. He know I don't play that. He's like, Dad, you putting the defense out there first? I said, y'all ain't stopped nobody all day. Your brother going out there, and I know what he going to do. That really happened, because I like to put pressure on people. I don't like people putting the pressure on us. I know he's going to apply instant pressure, and he did.
That's good stuff. That's with Taylor Rooks. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple for you here. 1970, NFL's Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC TV.
Yeah.
Browns versus the Jets. So that would mean it wouldn't have started week one, or week one was farther back in the season.
Probably less games.
Fewer games, yeah. Later start.
Yeah.
Okay, 1971, the American League approved the move of the Washington Senators to Arlington, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
82, the NFL started their 57-day player strike. Mm-hmm. First ever regular season walkout. And in 08, the Yankees played their last game at Yankee Stadium. The new Yankee Stadium opened across the street, go figure, in 09.
2008, Ronnie Brown rushes for 4 touchdowns, throws another touchdown as Miami unveils the Wildcat formation, and they beat the Patriots. What We Learned, brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome at the end of your first year. They double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. It's a Meet Friday tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly, and the backroom guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. Got a long email yesterday from Brian Nation. Brian Nation, of course, with Keeper's Heart. Just wanted to thank the Danettes and myself, Will Ferrell, from having a great time. Hey, how could we not with Keeper's Heart? Great people. Brian, he rocked Whiskey World when he left Ireland's most famous whiskey company, came to the United States to make Keeper's Heart. And it's award-winning. Just named the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. Well, Keeper's Heart, it combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and then the bold flavors of American whiskeys, and you put them together, and you got something that's worthy of the record books there. Nobody's ever tried to do this, but then there's nobody like Brian Nation, one of the top distillers in the world. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. You go to keepersheartwhiskey.com. You can get $10 off your whiskey purchase. Make sure you use the promo code DAN2023. That's keepersheartwhiskey.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.